Hey, what's up, friends? It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. Remember, it's not because it's Friday. It's because it's another beautiful day to be alive. And that's it. Actually, there's a whole lot of other stuff. But hey, welcome. This is Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is Contemplation with Christoph. This is episode number 39. This is one of two segments within the Christoph Lewis Podcast. There's the Contemplations, where it's just me. And then there's the Conversations, where I interview a guest. And I think this is episode 121. We are just cranking through them. So what is the Christoph Lewis Podcast? It's something that I started in March of 2018 while I was still active duty military. It just started out with me trying to show real life examples of other people that have gone out there and have pursued a career that they love, that have given back to others along the way. And then I also share my own journey along the way. And now I've started the Contemplations, and that's just me talking about things that you'll see that I'll talk about today. And one of the huge things that I focus on is that more than often, we set our goals much too low and we sell ourselves short as a result of that. I'm really appreciative of all the support lately. I mean, I've had so much support from the beginning, but it's just so overwhelming for me, and I'm absolutely humbled by the support. So thank you so much. It's my goal to do what I said in the beginning already, but it's just like, I'm literally just like you. I started a podcast out of nothing. It's been 18 months and I do it by myself. And although I've had a lot of people help me and give me feedback, the whole thing is me, like the editing, the recording, everything. So it just means a lot to that you support that. And that is priceless to me. So the most and best and awesome free way to give back is just to share this episode with somebody that needs to hear it. And I would be really appreciative for that. You can catch this episode and all the other episodes on christophlewis.com. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. And you can follow along on christophlewis.com/book challenge. I'm literally on a mission. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler and show you that it's possible to read more and make time for the things that you want to do. So that's what I'm doing with the book challenge thing. And I'm learning a lot and it's super fun. Last week, I read The Automatic Millionaire Homeowner by David Bach. It's the second book that I've read by David Bach for this already. I'm on number 17, I think. This week, I'm reading The One Thing by Gary Keller. And this is the second time I've read this book. I read it a few years ago. And I'm rereading it and I'm catching new things because my mind has evolved. I've subscribed to the growth mindset. So within the last few years, I'm able to actually catch more in the book and at least interpret it differently. And it's really cool reading a book over after a couple of years, like having a couple year gap and seeing that change in how you interpret information. So I think that's like a pretty cool note to take. So yesterday's conversation was conversation number 82 with Jen Esquire. She is at Doc Jen Fit on Instagram, and she is just incredibly knowledgeable. I had a really good conversation with her. We used me as a case study once again. It was really fun talking to her. She's, like I said, she's super smart, super down to earth, and has a lot of information. I highly recommend you check that conversation out. And today I'm going to speak with you about everything in lockstep. So let's get into it. So I suppose I should start off with a Wikipedia definition of lockstep for those even in the military. You might not know exactly what the term is, but in the United States, lockstep marching, or simply lockstep, is marching in a very close single file in such a way that the leg of each person in the file moves in the same way and at the same time as the corresponding leg of the person immediately in front of him, so their legs stay very close all the time. So that gibberish literally means that you're just marching really tight formation, and when the person's leg in front of you moves, you move that same leg, and vice versa, and back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. So lockstep is you are tight-knit lockstep. They step, you step. For my military friends, everything was a routine like this. Now you have to create your own routine, and only you hold you accountable. So lockstep to me was very interesting. I was reading a bunch of articles again, and as you go, as you march, as you're in lockstep, everything is choreographed. Somebody is calling out the moves when you turn left, when you turn right, when you turn around. It's military. Everything is planned in your life. And I always like to relate the military to civilian life. I obviously speak about military a lot because I have a military background, but if you've listened to more than one podcast, you know that I always do my best to relate the military to the civilian, because I think it's cool because I've been on both sides now. And the way I was looking at it this way is like, it's applicable to everybody, because I've talked about routines extensively in the past on this podcast as well. And you have to create a routine for yourself. Like, as vets know, someone else was holding you accountable before. So if you're civilian, maybe this is the first time out of your house and your parents were holding you accountable before. You're in college now, you're living on your own, and you have to hold yourself accountable. So if you're going to college for the first time out of your parents' house, nobody's going to force you to go to your classes. Nobody's going to force you to eat good food. Nobody's going to force you to work out. Nobody's going to force you to keep track of your finances and pay your bills on time. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. This is whether you go to college or whether you don't go to college. Obviously, I have talked about this before, and I'm a huge advocate of you don't have to go to college. It's not the end all be all. There have been plenty of successful people that haven't gone to college. So know your options, do your due diligence, and take the path that is best for you. So let's dial it back to lockstep. So everything was a routine before. Everything was laid out for you from the moment you woke up to the moment you went to bed. Your schedule was laid out for you through the entire day. In the military, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not in the military, you can imagine what the military is like, and that your day is just locked down, especially the more junior you are. Now, when you're leaving your house for the first time, your parents' house, or you're on your own and you're being responsible, you have to set a routine. Now, I've talked about morning routines extensively before. I've talked about night routines extensively before, and that's a contemplation throwback back to contemplation number two. So routines are extremely important. Routines help make habits. Now, when you have habits, that's when you start to get shit done. Habits allow you to be consistent. Habits, in my opinion, allow you to not have to be as accountable as somebody else, because frankly, when it's habitual, you don't have to think about it and you just do it. So it's easier to hold yourself accountable because you're not even thinking about it. But if you aren't even at that point, it's going to take a lot more work. It's essentially like think about it this way. A habit is something, you already have the ball rolling. You're moving this massive stone, trying to do something every single day that's not a habit. You're starting to push the ball every single day. You have this massive stone, you start it from stop position, and it's really hard to get that ball rolling. It's really hard to get that stone rolling. But once you get the stone rolling, then you're good. You keep it rolling. And that's when something comes habitual. And there's all statistics on that. 66 days to make something habitual. But making a routine in your life, let's get that to a habit. Wake up every day, you do the same thing. Every night before you go to bed, do the same thing, because it sets yourself up for success for the next day. So we have to figure out a way to go from somebody's doing this for us, whether it be our parents or whether it be the military, they're doing it for us. Our schedules are kept by them. And now we have to figure out it ourselves. So when we're career transitioning from the military to the civilian sector, nobody's going to tell you to go to work. Nobody's going to keep you to go to work. Nobody's going to throw you in prison because you're not going to work, like if you had not shown up at work in the military. You need to figure out how to hold yourself accountable and do all those things I said in the beginning. You know, you need to go to work, eat healthy, pay your bills, save, invest, all these things that we've talked about on the podcast countless amount of times. You have to hold yourself responsible now. So how do you do it? Well, you're listening to this podcast, so you probably, if I had to guess, subscribe to some notion of a growth mindset, and you want to better yourself. So you're already headed in the right direction. Go further by going and meeting people intentionally that are already doing what you're doing. People that you know in your life or on social media that already have routines in their lives and that are successful in what you're doing. You know that they have routines. You know that they're good at saving. You know that they're good at investing. You know that they're doing these. And there's no excuse not to be able to find those people on social media nowadays, and you just send them a direct message, you send them an email, whatever. You find them, you make contact with them, and you keep them in your lives. And you can make accountability partners like that as well. You have a phone call every week. You have a phone call every 2 weeks. You email each other once a day. Hey, did you do that? Hey, did you do this? How's your routine coming? Oh, I don't know, but I did this and this helped. So this is how you can hold each other accountable, which helps hold you accountable. However, as the saying goes, nobody is going to care about you or your career as much as you do. So ultimately, you have to form that habit that we were talking about before. You have to keep that ball rolling enough to where the ball is rolling by itself or with minimal upkeep to where you have formed a habit and you're doing it every day. You wake up, this is what you do. You start your day great and you end your day great. And you end your day great because it sets yourself up for success in the morning. And I plan out my weeks and I know exactly what I'm going to do each week at the beginning of the week. I plan it out. And at the end of the week, I think about what I did for the past week and how can I improve for the next week. So you're constantly like reviewing your and analyzing your own life, and you're talking to other people, you're networking with other people that are holding you accountable, you're holding yourself accountable. And like I always freaking say, if you really want to do it, if you really want to be better, if you really want to hold yourself accountable, you will find a way to do it. It may not be easy at first, but you'll find a way to do it. You'll keep on listening to podcasts. Reach out to me. I'll help you as much as I can. You can find me on Instagram and you can direct message me and we'll talk about a way that's perfect for you to do it, because it's not going to, like, what works for me isn't going to work for you maybe. It's very tailored to the individual. So go out there, meet with people, work hard at doing it, and little by little, you will form that habit and you will be able to go from somebody having given you a routine, going in lockstep every single day of your life, to now you're able to do it yourself and you're successful by yourself. Like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis, or if you have email, Christoph@ChristophLewisPodcast.com, and I'll do my best to just walk through it with you at least and just be a sounding board for you at a bare minimum, because I know like sometimes talking some things out help. So let's do a recap. We were in a routine before, but it was somebody else that held us in the routine. It could have been the military, it could have been our parents. Either way, we were in a routine. We didn't have to hold ourselves accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable. How do we do it? We network with people. We subscribe to a growth mindset. We hold each other accountable. We seek people out that are already doing what we want to do, and we ask them questions, and we are relentless about wanting to better ourselves, and we will get there. You need to have faith in yourself. You need to have hope in yourself that you can do it, and you will get the ball rolling, and the ball will continue rolling, and you'll have that momentum. You'll have that consistency, and it will form a habit, and you will make a routine that is good for you. Not that worked for me, not that worked for somebody else. You will find what works for you. You don't have to subscribe to everything on the left. You don't have to subscribe to everything on the right. We're going to figure out, we're going to pull some stuff in the left, right, up, down, all around, and we're going to pull stuff out everywhere, and we're going to make it perfect for you. So find what works for you. Hold yourself accountable. If you really want to do it, you will find a way. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, you can find me on Christoph Lewis for Instagram, and you can go online, christophlewis.com/podcast. If you enjoy these episodes, I highly would appreciate it if you go to iTunes and rate 5 stars and comment and tell me what you like, and you can share it with a friend. If you don't like an episode or you don't appreciate something I say, I would appreciate if you just reached out to me on the email that I said before or Instagram or something, and we can talk it out, and I would be able to answer your questions or maybe articulate myself better, and then I can correct myself in the next episode. But I'd rather talk it out, you know, because I don't know what I don't know. So enlighten me, and my ears are open to you, because this is as much as it is for me as it is for you, and I want to be better too, and you can help me with that. So as I always say, thank you so much for listening, but please don't only listen. Apply this knowledge. You can listen to all the best advice, the best podcast, read all the best books, but if you don't apply it, it means nothing. Have the best Friday ever.